Hello. Hello. Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2. I guess we're on the air, and this is Roger Sales sitting in for Jeff Bennett, who's giving me the keys to the radio vehicle for the evening, and we're going to cover a bunch of ground here and talk about things we've talked about, and things about we've discovered, and just things in general as they're occurring all around us. And almost what appears to be mayhem. I guess as we go into the first break here tonight, I wanted to talk a little bit about the gold situation. I was out of town on a long weekend and didn't even turn on a computer for 3 days. And when I got back on Monday, the price of gold was over $1,900, and the Libya thing's blowing up, and Venezuela's trying to move 212 tons of gold around the world, and everybody's reacting to these different things that are happening in our lives and in our world, and it's almost overwhelming. Some of my friends called and say, what'd you hear, and this, that, and the other. Said, I really haven't heard anything. And when I turn all that back on and turn on the emails after 4 days of not checking them, it truly is almost overwhelming. So, but what I do, particularly during the day, is watch the financials. Because I've learned through the years that the battle that we're engaged in pivots, at least as much as I can tell and deduce, on the price of gold. And I try and watch that spot price of gold as it opens in the Orient and in Asia overnight and goes up. And the minute it hits New York, it falls like that first drop out of a roller coaster. So it's a very interesting thing to watch the forces at work. And they've taken it down $150 or so just in the last couple of days. I noticed it was, the last check I got before we went on was $1,754 for gold. It was at a little over $1,900 at one point on Monday, and silver at $39.71. So I would say that if you're lucky enough to still have some ammunition and some powder left, this would be a real good buying opportunity, as they say, because there's going nowhere but upside for any of the metals. And if you've got speculative cash a little bit and some of the better financed and run and situated junior mining companies appear to have great leverage at some point down the road. Evidently, from what I've heard and been able to pick up a little bit, the gold situation was partly due to the fact that there's some options days coming up and that they wanted to get that price down to be able to work through the option prices that they've struck trying to keep the price down by buying the futures market. And that very well may be the case. And with their always daily fight against the spot price of gold as it goes up, we're going to, I think, go to a break here in a few minutes and come back with some research that's been done by some of our readers, some of you good students out there who keep finding all kinds of things, and discuss the relevant parts thereof and how it affects us and the things that we're learning, and give you some of that kind of information, and take through an hour of looking back and maybe looking forward. So stay tuned, and thanks for having me into your audio path this evening. It's always late.
Anytime we have a date, but I love him. Yes, I love him. So I'm gonna walk.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Oh, for a voice like thunder, and a tongue to drown the throat of war. When the senses are shaken and the soul is driven to madness, who can stand? When the souls of the oppressed fight in the troubled air that rages, who can stand? When the whirlwind of fury comes from the throne of God and the frowns of his countenance drive the nations together, who can stand? When sin claps his broad wings over the battle and sails rejoicing in a flood of death, when souls are torn to everlasting fire and fiends of hell rejoice upon the slain, oh, who can stand? Oh, who hath caused this? Oh, who can answer at the throne of God? The kings and the nobles of the land have done it. Hear it not, heaven, thy ministers have done it.
Essentials, and it's from a cut called Lullaby. I've always thought it was powerful since the first time I heard it and seen the tie-ins to the things we've discussed and learned. And I wanted to, this afternoon, I took a few minutes, excuse me, and copied the lyrics down to that. And rather than have a Sir Laurence Olivier or Richard Burton read it, I thought that I might read them again to you, and we'll play this again at the bottom of the hour. It says, "Oh, her voice like thunder, and a tongue to drown the throat of war. When the senses are shaken and the soul is driven to madness, who can stand? When the souls of the oppressed fight in the troubled air that rages, who can stand? When the whirlwind of fury comes from the throne of God and the fronds of his countenance drive the nations together, who can stand? When sin claps his broad wings over the battle and sails rejoicing in a flood of death, when souls are torn to everlasting fire, and the fiends of hell rejoice upon the strain, oh, who can stand? Oh, who can answer at the throne of God? The kings and the nobles of the land have done it. Here, if not heaven, thy ministers have done it. And I guess there's nothing new under the sun, because that's just about what's happened. I wanted to thank all of you who've been such diligent students over the last couple of months and waiting for this fictitious book that I keep telling you about that I know is coming. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But I'm amazed at some of the things that the power of you people that have been touched by this information the way I hoped and prayed some of you would be have gone on your own initiative and researched into these topics. And I wanted to read you something of what one of our listeners came up with on a subject we discussed in some depth about a month ago, coming out of one of John's programs when they were talking about the Catholic Church and its tie-in and the difference between it and the Jewish ethnic community and all of these things. And I at one point many years back had heard a gentleman on Jeff Rentz by the name of Barry Chamish or Chamish, who can't even get back into Israel and is Jewish evidently. And he had done this research, and I mentioned the Sabbateans. And Kay is going back and listening, she tells me, to all these broadcasts for the third time, which is very interesting because she's taken it to heart what I said about making all this information yours. And I don't mean all necessarily the specifics and every I and T blotted and crossed, but at least the concepts of what has been done to us and how the system is set up and how it operates. And Kay was fascinated, being a fine Christian woman, about the Sabbatean aspect of this and did some of her own research. And I wanted to read to you a little bit in light of the end of our Shakespearean-type commentary there on who has done it, because I think this goes back to a real nexus, and it really struck me when Kay sent this to me. So pardon the first paragraph. The second paragraph is the meat, but you need the setup here. This is an article by Barry Chamish. It's an article that's written on top of by another Jewish writer. And it says, in my article, The Deutsch Devils, I revealed the findings of Rabbi Antelman in his books, To Eliminate the Opiate. That's the book, To Eliminate the Opiate, volumes 1 and 2. His focus is the fake Messiah, Sabbatai Zevi, that's Z-V-I, and the continuation of his evil ministry through the Turkish sect called the Donmi, D-O-N-M-E-H. In the 18th century, Jacob Frank brought the Donmi ideology to Europe and joined a fateful alliance. It was described in the article as, Frankfurt at the time was the headquarters of the Jesuit Adam Weishaupt, founder of the Illuminati, as well as Rothschild Brothers' financial empire. This is worth repeating. Frankfurt was the birthplace of both the Illuminati and the Rothschild Empire. When Jacob Frank entered the city, the alliance between the two had already begun. Weishaupt provided the conspiratorial resources of the Jesuit order, while the Rothschilds contributed the money. What was missing was a means to spread the agenda of the Illuminati, and that the Frankists added with their network of agents throughout the Christian and Islamic worlds. Jacob Frank became instantly wealthy because he was given a nice handout by the Rothschilds of Frankfurt. There is no other explanation. And from this starting point, Rabbi Antelman gave us a blueprint for the war against Judaism and all its good, and indeed against humanity and all its moral treasures. A movement of complete evil now took hold, The Jesuits' goal was the destruction of the Protestant Reformation, leading to a return of one pope sitting in judgment over all mankind. The Rothschilds' goal was to control the wealth of the planet, and the Frankist vision was the destruction of the Jewish ethics to be replaced by a religion based on the exact opposite of God's intentions. When these factions blended, a bloody war between humanity with the Jews on the front lines erupted, and it is reaching its very pinnacle at this moment. And I think that's very accurate. And I read that because it goes back and touches on something that I've been perplexed with in this learning experience and adventure, if you will, that I've been on for some 19 and almost one half years now, because I've always looked for the five W's like any good investigative reporter is taught when you see some of the old movies, I guess even the Superman movies with Clark Kent, you know, the five W's, who, what, when, where, and why. And with the most important ones to me anyway were who and why. And those were the ones that I really tried to concentrate my research and thought efforts on. And through all the years and everything I've been presented with, this paragraph that we just covered just about shows to me that this is the most logical of the nexuses and the genesis, if you will, of the things that, as that last sentence said, that are reaching some sort of a pinnacle today as we look around us. There's destruction everywhere. There's wars. There's financial. There's pain and suffering from everyone you know. At least I hope not everyone you know, but from what I can understand from listening to the radio and the contact I have with people in the United States, these days, things are starting to really, really become visibly bad. So at these times, it's with what we've studied, and this is why I've told you all along that the information that I cover and try and teach to people is something that has to be taken individually. I can't go out there and tell you to do anything. I don't know your circumstances. I don't know your situation. I do know that these words, when they touch the right people, they burn upon your heart, and they, as it says in the Bible, tickle your ears, and it's always been my hope that will light a flame of liberty that I believe God's people are born with. It's attempted to be totally suppressed, detoured by our enemies, and that's why they've gone to so much trouble, so deceitfully and slowly and stealthfully, over so many years, to condition and drug and do everything that they can do to make you docile. And that's because they know very well history better than we do, and they know that politics and the power is always with the people, and that's what they are really scared of happening, and that is exactly what is happening. So that's why I know that there seems to be panic in their ranks from some of the statements I hear. And as we've talked about so long, they have a situation where they're speeding up their agenda. And when they speed up their agenda, the likelihood becomes much greater they're going to make mistakes. And I think that's what's happening. And I also think that I hear some music. So when we'll be back.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Absolutely beautiful clarinet music there. So I like Jeff's music to come out, kind of keeps you a little bit mellow from all of the things that are happening in really all of our worlds. So we were talking about the Sabbateans and the Rothschilds and the very probable genesis of the what would might be called the beast here that we're dealing with, and the flight of what do we do about it. And I don't know that there are any sure-cut administrative remedies or anything else that's going to stop this beast. I think, as we've talked about the whole time, that the real preeminent thing that you need to do here is have personal responsibility. And if there's one great lesson that all of my studies and the things that I've been through to get to this point on this day at this point in time is that that one principle of personal responsibility. And that's, of course, what they try and do is get you to give that away and be responsible to the government where they can control you with the hooks that they always invariably put in whatever bait you're going to take. I was going to talk about a website of a friend of ours that somebody sent me a link to. I hadn't heard his name in a few years, but I'm glad to see that he's still around and has some presence on the web. And he's a fellow out in California, an older guy. He was an older guy when I knew him, 15 years ago. So I'm glad to see he's still kicking around. His name's Richard McDonald. And I know a number of people that are listening to this tonight are familiar with Richard's work that's been produced over so many long and arduous years. I wanted to plug his website, and that would be state-citizen.org. So I hope you know to regular, if you're a regular listener, to keep a pen and a pencil there next to your desk where you're listening. And I'll repeat that again. It's state-citizen.org. And inside in the bowels of Richard's website, he's got a number of things that you can download, a copy of Bouvier's dictionary from back in the 1800s that's not only you can use online, but you can download, and a copy of Black's Second also that you can download. And one of the particular things that caught my eye, because it's one of my favorites, was a whole list of quotes by the guy that I consider to be probably the finest mind America ever produced, and that would be Thomas Jefferson. And I wanted to read a couple, and he's talking about the safe depository of the people's rights here. And it says, I know of no safe depository of the ultimate powers of the society, but the people themselves. And if we think them not enlightened enough to exercise their control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform their discretion by education. This is the true corrective of abuses of constitutional power. Another one, the people, especially when moderately instructed, are the only safe, because the only honest depositaries of the public rights, and should therefore be introduced into the administration of them in every function to which they are sufficient. They will err sometimes and accidentally, but never designedly, and with a systematic and preserving purpose of overthrowing the free principles of the government. And isn't that what's happened, with the exception of the people that we hear talked about so much a lot on John's show tonight? Played a couple of clips from Imran Paul, who's a fantastic guy. I've met him personally, shaked his hand, talked with him for a moment. Just as real in person, one-on-one, as you hear and see on all his appearances. A really class individual, and would be a success in anything that he tried. And there is a good example of what he was talking about with the ordinary people that get in to legislate, as opposed to the high-powered attorneys and the people that flip-flop back and forth on K Street with the lobbying establishments and law firms, et cetera, and the mess and the aristocracy and the oligarchy that we have ruling the country and attempting to rule the world by using our once great country even today. So you can go to Richard's website and check out those. There's several pages, just one whole document of nothing but Thomas Jefferson quotes. There was also a couple of other websites that, considering the times we're in, I thought that we'd at least give you these tonight. Most of you are pretty old hands at this sort of stuff, and I would hope at least that you have done adequate preparation for whatever contingencies may be in our collective futures. But a nice survival site that I believe Lewis sent out earlier, a couple of days ago, and it's of course, traditional three W's, and Pioneer, P-I-O-N-E-E-R, living.net. And there's all kinds of, growing things and fixing things and stuff like that on that website. If some of you are new, you might want to check that out. And speaking of new, there's a new bumper, and we'll check out on the backside.
Just get ready to be right up the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bitter bad that comes with a happy tune in your step? Life can be so divine. Right up the sunny.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Like thunder, and a tongue to drown the throat of war. When the senses are shaken and the soul is driven to madness, who can stand? When the souls of the oppressed fight in the troubled air that rages, who can stand? When the whirlwind of fury comes from the throne of God and the frowns of his countenance drive the nations together, who can stand? When sin claps his broad wings over the battle and sails rejoicing in a flood of death, when souls are torn to everlasting fire and fiends of hell rejoice upon the slain, oh, who can stand? Oh, who hath caused this? Oh, who can answer at the throne of God? Kings and the nobles of the land have done it. Hear it not, heaven, thy ministers have done it.
Times you hear that, at least for me, it gives me goosebumps every time. So, and it's so poignant. Not that I'm any kind of a Renaissance man. It's just one of those things that great acting and great voice inflection with a tremendous message in lyrics and words is powerful. So we were talking a little bit about some of the things before the break, and I also wanted to mention that someone sent me an email with a Google map on all the FEMA camps that they've got, I guess, already set up in the U.S. It looked like from the little markers on that particular map, also including Alaska and Hawaii, that there were probably somewhere at least in a between 100 or easily possibly more. So we know that their plans are diabolical, and we know the kind of people that we're dealing with that are totally Machiavellian in the fact that whatever justifies the ends in the type of the means is justified. And all you have to do is look around the world today or look back in history a little bit and read some real history that hasn't been doctored up by these same people to continue with their illusion. And what did it say in what we read about the Frankists and the Rothschilds and the Illuminati, that they set up their plan with everything opposite God concepts. And there's your 180 degrees that we've talked about on this show so many times and illustrated so many times perfectly in their own laws and how those words are being used. And I know I've related many times to the listeners what I found early on and has never failed as a gauge, and that is no matter what they tell you, to look 180 degrees in the opposite direction, and that's where you're going to find the truth, or it's lurking back there somewhere, because that seems to be how they create the illusion, is with this double tying in your mind with words of knots, and they send your thoughts and your conditioning, if you will, and your life's experience in a total 100 and opposite degree, 80 degree, what would you call it, a Wizard of Oz reality that even today I hear many people talking about how Americans are still brain dead and so many people up there have not woken up yet. The only conclusion, and I know that some of you get frustrated because you're out there trying to spread the word as best you can, and you always go and talk to the people that you care about most first, and they're the ones that always reject you. So, you know, it's the old saying of a prophet never being recognized in his hometown. And that's very much been my experience, and almost all of the real dedicated people that have been in this battle for so many years have similar battle scars. The divorces that this information has caused, the split up in families that this has caused, and all from the fact that for some reason, the people that are listening to this message tonight and that the have ears that these words are falling upon this evening have something in their heart and something in their mind that makes them different. It makes you susceptible to truth. And at no matter what stage you woke up, the fact that you're awake and you're asking questions and you're trying to learn because you desperately want to understand the things that are happening around you that seem so unrelated and unconnected and unbelievable that they're happening in this great country that you were fed an illusion about, as you were secretly enslaved underneath by the deception and the treachery of these words. I wanted to give you an update on the book. I can't help the circumstances that people that have been become involved in the project are in. And all along all these many years, after many years of frustration with people never hardly wanting to listen, I just kind of came to the decision that people weren't ready to listen yet, and that's when I decided to leave the country and got down here, and now I know people are ready to listen because I talk with you and I've got relationships with you out there and I hear from you, and it warms my heart, and I know that this is God's timetable and not mine. Many of you, I don't know if you've heard me refer to, but I was in a very bad car accident down here a year and a half ago and really shouldn't even have survived. A number of other people didn't, and I still believe firmly to this day that the only reason I lived through that accident was to be able to be on these broadcasts and deliver to you this information. So I do it with a lot of conviction. The people that have gone before me that really pioneered the information do it with a lot of conviction, and it's my hope and trust that it's falling on the right people's ears and that you'll utilize it if for nothing else than like our friend James says in East Tennessee is probably will never file this paperwork, but I'm truly empowered just understanding and knowing the information. So the book has several contributors, and one of the fellows that is an old friend of mine in the Atlanta area, has written a foreword. He's a fine patriot, and if there was 10,000 like him, we'd have had the country cleaned up a long time ago. He insisted on writing a foreword after he read the book several times. He's an avid reader. And he used to own an international company and had reps all over the world. And he sent it out to his mailing list just to have people kind of give him some feedback that he was getting his points across. And because this, as some of you know, this information can be very difficult to understand at times. It's because of this knot tying they've done such a good job. But the point of the story was that one of his reps was in Germany, and the fellow in Germany has some connections into the one of the world's biggest and most recognized automobile manufacturing outfits over there, and had a connection with one of the vice presidents, and he sent it to the vice president. And the vice president read it and said, "This sounds exactly like what's going on in Germany." And he was going to send it to the president of this company. And, of course, everybody that these words fall on would know who that company is. So we've got some very exciting things happening that even really that I didn't expect or anticipate. And we think that the book has a real possibility of going viral and getting the message out to, with a lot of people like the ones that are listening now's help as you spread the word and try and educate the people like Thomas Jefferson said, because until the people have some even semblance of the degree of the situation that they're in and, more importantly, how they got there, have some kind of an idea of who did it or who done it, and to let them know that there very well may be a remedy involved with this, because they have left a door open, as we illustrated last week in talking about the offshore, the way that they structure taking money in companies offshore and bringing it back tax-free. They always leave a loophole in any of these schemes for themselves. And that's really what I believe we've discovered with my decision to leave the country and having to get a passport and knowing all this information but never really knowing what they called us, and finally reading that passport application and seeing those two distinct and mutually exclusive forms of political status listed in the most important document dealing with status from the one agency that has exclusive jurisdiction over all matters of political status. And when they didn't rebut that affidavit, as none of the other agencies have ever done that I've sent it to, or anyone else has sent it to that I know of, then by the established law maxim, the last affidavit unrebutted stands. That means unrebutted by a competent authority, of course. So that's what we've got, is a situation where it's like I liked the way that Billy Fouts, the fellow that was there in Phoenix that was tragically killed on Father's Day, put it when he said, you've got a door that's painted into the wall, and that's your trap door because they've painted you into a corner. And whether you want to exercise that or not, I can't answer the question for you. You've got to answer it yourself. And with many of you, you're going to have to do some reading, and you're going to have to do some study, and you're going to have to do some heavy thinking. But for some of the people out there, you won't have to do as much because you don't have as much to lose. And I think that, like Gerald Celente is so fond of saying, when the people don't have anything well left to lose, they lose it. And you can see that happening all over the world, and you can see it shaping up in the U.S. And anybody that has any kind of a sense of this information, that's any kind of a person that keeps up with the real details that they can sift through and get, it looks like every vector pointing towards a false flag attack is set into place. And all I can say is just be prepared for as many contingencies as you can possibly imagine, because there's no telling what these ruthless people are going to throw at the American people and maybe even other peoples of the world if you're in earshot of this evening. So those are some things I wanted to cover. I wanted to talk about what we had closed out last week a little bit, talking about Henry Ford and Thomas Edison, and a realization that I came to some years ago, was how those two great men had become very educated and understood what the situation was as it was happening around them in the world. And they were fairly, in their day, outspoken about it, as anyone can find from reading a little bit of history. And it seems to me, in trying to do what Sun Tzu said and understand our enemy and know our enemy, it's great to see how they react to things. And if you go back and understand that both Edison and Ford were vehemently opposed to these people and were quite vocal about it and were powerful, when they went over and finally took over their different firms, of course, General Electric being Thomas Edison's country, company, that's been turned into a country of its own essence, international corporation. They could he put anywhere in the world, and its size is mammoth. And, of course, the other is the Ford Company and the Ford Foundation, which they use indiscriminately, especially with all the illegal immigration, all the textbooks that were anti-American, anti-European, anti-white, anti-gringo, Azalan, La Raza, etc., etc., that were printed and shipped down into southern and middle Mexico 20, 25 years ago to plant these seeds were done through the Ford Foundation. And you can see their fingerprints on all kinds of evil doings. And you don't have to go far into General Electric and see their ownership of NBC and their total control. And I think it's been an interesting comment to understand that when somebody particularly opposes them and they vanquish them, look how they utilize their entities. They almost go and make it even over and above board to take whatever entities these guys had and turn them all in exactly like that Barry Chomish piece said, exactly anti-God. Anything that was good that these people had going, they turned around and took 180 degrees and have tried to just rub their faces and their progeny's faces and their reputations' faces and their legacies' faces in the mud that they continue to create as they wreak havoc and murder and death and destruction and famine and financial catastrophe and every other sordid thing that they accomplish all over the world. I thought it might be interesting to read this little part. Let's see how much time we've got here from Thomas Edison. If you don't think that he understood, he said, "The only dynamite that works in the country is the dynamite of a sound idea." I think we're getting a sound idea on the money question. The people have an instinct which tells them that something is wrong and that the strong somehow centers on money. Don't allow them to confuse you with the cry of paper money. The danger of paper money is precisely the danger of gold. If you get too much, it is no good. This is just one rule for money, and that is to have enough to carry all of the legitimate trade that is waiting to move. Too little and too much are both bad. But enough to move trade, enough to prevent stagnation on one hand, not enough to permit speculation on the other, is the proper ratio. If our country can issue a dollar bond, it can issue a dollar bill. The element that makes the bond good makes the bill good also. The difference between the bond and the bill is that the bond lets money brokers collect the amount of the bond and an additional 20% interest, whereas the currency pays nobody but those who contribute directly in some useful way. It is absurd to say that our country can issue 30 million in bonds and not 30 million in currency. Both are promises to pay, but one promise fattens the usurer and the other helps the people. It is the people who constitute the basis of government credit. Why then cannot the people have the benefit of their own gilt-edged credit by receiving non-interest-bearing currency instead of bankers receiving the benefit of the people's credit in interest-bearing bonds? If the United States government will adopt this policy of increasing its national wealth without contributing to the interest collector, for the whole national debt is made up on interest charges, then you will see an era of progress and prosperity in this country such as never could have come otherwise. And, of course, what did we learn early on? We learned that they've used this old feudal law where allow you to volunteer into the English and European variety of servitude where you actually now are property of the federal government and are pledged as collateral against these very bonds, the kind of which Mr. Edison spoke so eloquently. We'll be back.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-
Get those piano keys tickled. Hear some of that good jazz music Jeff has stuck up there on the bumper music list. I just got an email from actually one of the students of the same courses that I went through. Lives in the Southwest, down in New Mexico, I believe. His name's Pete. Pete says, "Hey, Roger, listening now, I have a bunch of questions, but this one's on the burner. The I-9 form has a box for non-citizen national of the United States. I would like to help my daughter use this for applying for job. She has no Social Security and enrolled in college. Any comments or suggestions would be welcome. John and Glenn planted some great seeds." They planted a lot of seeds out there, didn't they, Pete? I would say that, and I have seen the I-9. And especially if you had some documentation to attach, Pete, I don't remember from our original correspondence, and we haven't spoken, whether you did an affidavit for them or not. I know you said you got them a driver's license, if I remember right, without being a resident somehow. And God bless you for that. And I'd like to know about that. Actually, probably a number of other people would too. But I would think that you could check that if you had some sort of, like I said, of documentation and declaration, because I've never seen anybody back down from one of those when it was, when it's attached. Now, I told a story a while back. I don't want to run us out of time here, but one of the people I've been educating for about a year was an ex-military pilot and got a job down there in the Florida Panhandle at one of the military bases doing some sort of software, test pilot software, and he went in and checked. He'd not filed an affidavit, and he went in and checked U.S. National. And he went to work the first day, and he came back the second day, and the boss called him in the office and said, "Hey, man, if you don't change this, you don't work here." And so he forced him to either switch it to citizen of the United States or lose his new job, which he needed. So, and I don't have to tell you how jobs tough they are to get out there these days. So I would say if you could got some documentation with the other stands that you've taken, you'd probably be in as safe a waters as you've been in before, and you know how to negotiate them because you were properly trained. Rather than take up the last couple of minutes here, I wanted to talk a little bit about Argentina and kind of take the emphasis away from all this heavy world stuff and give you all some a little bit of a view of the lifestyle and the culture and the way things differ here from the way things that you're seeing up there. They just had, for example, the election cycle has started down here also. I guess it's on the same track now with the U.S. with elections being next year. And, you know, we have a female president, Cristina Kirchner, who was the is the widow of the previous two-term president, Néstor Kirchner. And they're pretty corrupt. But I tell people here, I said, these Kirchners are Chico banditos. I said, man, you want to see some grandito banditos, you got to go to the U.S. because those people up there steal trillions. Kirchner's just steal a few millions and, you know, get the finger pointed at him. But anyway, so she's running again for a second term. I don't know why she wants to get this dumped in her lap. And it sounds like my clock's off and we got music ahead. So I'll maybe tell you all about Argentina next week, my little tidbits of information. Thanks for letting me into your world for an hour. I hope we talked about some things that touched your heart and your mind. See you soon. Ciao.
Your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you, yes, I got you. I got you and all that jazz. And all that jazz.
The next round of the worst financial crisis.